Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey everyone, thanks for choosing to watch this video where I speak to Goals Liverpool correspondent Neil Jones about Michael Edwards' next job, as well as Liverpool's search for a new club doctor. Moving on to a transfer story of a different sort now, in many ways. A free agent, if you like. Michael Edwards obviously left Liverpool last year, was it now? Well, the start of this year.
End of the summer.
And Julian Ward obviously taking over his post. Ever since Edwards left, really, ever since it was reported he was going to leave, he's been linked to different clubs, PSG, Chelsea, Manchester United. There's been some talk about him having a bit of a hiatus, a self-imposed one, away from football, away from work, essentially. And there was also a mention of a contract clause that meant he couldn't go to a different football club. Whether that's been dismissed or not, I'm not sure. But where do you think he's at right now?
I think your hiatus is the word. I mean, I said this a few times. We had a few stories on him that I understand what the appeal is. You know, he's the transfer guru that transformed Liverpool, and mm-hmm. you know, came, you know, the laptop guru who became the sort of transfer guru. But I think it does underestimate a little bit of sort of just how Liverpool worked. You know, it wasn't Michael Edwards just plucking players out of here and there. It was what was built, you know, around, with him at the head by the end and around it. You know, there was other people very much involved in that, the owners, you know, backing that, the manager obviously implementing all those bits. So the idea that you could just sort of take him and say, I mean, I think one of the stories in the summer was Real Madrid, was that Real Madrid were going to sign him. Immediately you sort of thought, well, I can see the appeal for Michael Edwards in the sense of working for Real Madrid, but, you know, do Real Madrid need someone to find extra value in sort of unknown players, or, you know, get, park players out on loan and raise their value? Not really. So I think he was always planning to take a fair break from football. He actually told me that himself at the Champions League final. I said, you know, good luck with what comes next. He said, well, what comes next is a holiday. So a long holiday. So I think the question is sort of how big is the itch, really? And, you know, we saw Jürgen Klopp went on a similar, didn't he? Went on a sabbatical and couldn't resist when someone came calling. I'm not sure if Michael Edwards has made or is the same type of character as Jürgen Klopp. A few people have told me that they suspect that his next role would be outside of football, or certainly outside the sort of sporting director role of football. So we'll wait and see. But I can certainly see the appeal from someone like Manchester United, who, you know, what are they missing, really? I think they're missing structure, aren't they? They're missing systems and football sort of organisation at a boardroom and a recruitment level. So I can see what's in it for them. I'm not sure what's in it for Michael Edwards personally.
No, that's fair enough. And I think that Chelsea as well, obviously, Todd Bowley basically got rid of everyone, didn't he? Vanit Shire he got rid of, who was kind of in that role there.
Yeah,
so
they've just taken a few on, haven't they? Joe Shields obviously come from...
They're starting to read
Lawrence Stewart has come in as well. He was at Monaco, I think. So they're putting some pieces into play. So it looks like they've gone behind. I think it's Vivelle as well, Christophe Vivelle. It looks like they've either missed the boat or chosen not to go down that road. United have obviously got a few others doing that job at the moment with John Murtough, and I think Darren Fletcher's in a sort of technical advisor role. So we'll see on it, but the contract clause would be interesting. I wouldn't imagine, I don't know how you could enforce a contract clause where you know a year later you can't join another club. I think that might be one that you can't do it immediately and take all your take all your hard drive and your secrets and your targets and that kind of thing. But I'm not sure how long you could enforce that for.
No, fair enough. One final one then for you. This again came from our Discord chat. It's from Josh Hall. So thank you much again for the question. And it's something actually we kind of touched on earlier with the Ox and Cater stuff, because you mentioned Klopp's kind of pointed comment in his press conference about their availability. Now, we all know Liverpool don't have an official club doctor right now.
Yeah.
Now, where are we at with that? And like, do you envisage we'll sort of employ one soon, or if not? Yeah. And also, do you think the advice not to pick Ox and Cater kind of stems from not having that guidance maybe at the top?
I think the latter part certainly comes into that. I think that's got to be a... I mean... It was a strange thing at the time, to be honest, because I have to admit, I can't remember now how sort of tight the squad was, in the sense, but it felt like, well, if there's a 10% chance, then you'd want those senior players. But yeah, I think having a sort of a real structure, like we said with the recruitment team, we're talking about that hasn't necessarily been there. In the stability of the medical department, there's been people who've obviously left over the last 12 months more. The situation is Liverpool have been interviewing for a club doctor quite recently, actually. I think it was sort of around the time of the Rangers away game. There was interviews taking place, so I do expect there will be something there. I couldn't tell you who, and maybe that, you know, if it's taking a doctor from another club, maybe there's a due process that you have to go through where it takes longer or whatever. But I know Liverpool are moving towards that, and the sooner the better, really. You know, obviously there's a strange situation where you've got a long time between games after sort of November the 12th, haven't you? You know, you've got a month and 6 weeks, haven't you, before Liverpool are back in action. So maybe that's the perfect time to get the new guy in, get him over to Dubai. Yeah. And get him sort of familiar with the way the club works, and get the club familiar with the way he works, or she.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be done by the time we get into the thick of the World Cup.
Just on that then, this is a club that's been ran so well from top to bottom in so many departments. You obviously mentioned Michael Edwards there, and the succession was there with Julian Ward. Do you think this is a bit of an oversight, perhaps, letting us be without a club doctor for so long?
Yeah, I think it's unusual, definitely. You know, definitely it is. And I know, obviously, you know, Jim Moxham left right before the season started, didn't he? And I think you always feel a little bit sort of, it's a bit strange, you know, that's not conducive to a stable and successful part. I think there's been a lot of, I wouldn't say red flags, but a lot of knowing looks from Jürgen about the medical department, and there was one about Jota, if you think back. And to be honest, that was, I think he almost sort of, he cooked himself a little bit, Jürgen, with that. He talked about the medical department rung me this morning and told me Diogo could only play 20 minutes, and he played 95 on the weekend against City after that, and goes down injured. And you wonder whether the medical department, I mean, this shadowy sort of figure that we talk about, the medical department, and we used to do that with the transfer committee, didn't we? We'd say, oh, the transfer committee have agreed this. The medical department might have said at the end of that City game, I'm saying
told
nothing.
You so.
I'm
yeah,
saying
yeah,
nothing. Yeah. But yeah, I do think there have been some sort of signs of tension, or signs of maybe a lack of a breakdown in communication or clarity, maybe, you know, and a bit of frustration maybe from the manager that how long is this going to go on for, you know, look. And I think I've spoken to people who've worked at Liverpool and other clubs about the medical, and they say that, you know, it's very, very important. You don't realise how important it is that you've got strong people in the medical department who are able to say, no, you listen, you can't, because if you get to the stage where you're scared of the manager, or you get to the stage where you're saying, well, you can, or you could try it, or you could do that, that's when you're getting the problems. You need sort of, what's the word, authority in there that's going to go really, really get that message across. And I think you could argue definitely, and you know, the evidence is there with Liverpool's injury list, that probably maybe, that definitely haven't been the clarity that they'd needed this season.
Yeah, well, it hasn't helped, has it? Like you say, every time we seem to pick up a problem and you look at the fact there is no doctor in place, it kind of just compiles, doesn't it?
And listen, there's some, you know, obviously it's like anything, isn't it? You have loads of injuries. What are they doing in training? Of course, there are some that you can't legislate for. You, like, you know, there was a lot, wasn't it, made of the pandemic season. You can't legislate for Jordan Pickford crashing into someone's knee and that kind of thing, and, you know, patella tendon. But you can definitely link back muscle injuries to load and the intensity of training and the progression of training and the difficulty. And I've spoken to people actually at Liverpool who've said, counterintuitively, and maybe counterintuitively to what the manager says, is that they actually feel like Liverpool are better off when there's three games in a week, because it sort of, it creates those natural rest days and that sort of, you know, so you're not, you have to tailor your training a little bit more, and you have to sort of take a little bit of the pressure off what's expected of the players day to day. So we'll see. Yeah. I mean, look, we're going to find out in the second half of the season just how that theory is going to be put to the test, because it's pretty much three games a week from January to May, isn't it? So we'll see. But I definitely think that situation with the doctor and with the medical department as a whole needs fixing between, well, sooner rather than later, and I think it'll be done well in time for Christmas.
Hey, hope you enjoyed that. Make sure you head to Red Men Plus to catch the rest of the full show, plus a whole load more great Liverpool content.
Small details are big surfaces, tight corners are odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.